Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. And I'm sure all of you know, or maybe not all of you don't. Maybe I should mention it because we're getting new listeners and new stations all the time, that the basic mission statement, if you will, is that I help you look at issues in your life that are not going very well. We do some problem solving and see if we can't help you to be happier, to live better, to have better relationships, to be calmer, less anxiety, less unhappiness, less more fun, more sense of accomplishment, and if not control, at least not feeling overwhelmed. And so part of our favorite form of communication is you calling me. That's how the program kind of, it actually isn't how it started, but it's what evolved. It started really with interviews because that's what people did. And what I decided was if you get a boring guest, you're stuck for an hour. If you get a boring phone call, you're stuck for a minute or two. And you guys, by and large, aren't boring because you're talking about things that you know very well, which is your own life. So the whole deal, the primary reason that I'm around, I mean, look, I'm a perfectly good interviewer, but there are other people who can do interviews as well. But what I can do, I think, is something that not everyone can do, which is to help you look at your life and see if there are better ways of behaving that will work better for you. So that's the first choice is always a phone call, because that's where I can get the most information from you. The second choice is probably an email, because you can ask a specific question. And they're certainly better than nothing. But the problem for me is that quite often I can't get the follow-up data. I can't ask questions of an email. And, you know, I can try and torture Manny and Trev, but usually, you know, reading between the lines doesn't work for any of the three of us. So emails are second to phone calls. Third is Facebook. And the reason Facebook is third is because basically, not exclusively, but ordinarily, you're responding to something we thought was interesting as opposed to what you think is interesting. So we'd much rather focus on whatever it is that you think is interesting. And as a result, every once in a while I'll say, okay, you be the program director and tell me what you'd like me to talk about. And we haven't done that for a while, so maybe we'll do that. I think we'll wait till school's back in session a little bit, so you're sort of more in your out of your summer routine headset and into sort of the more, all right, let's knuckle down, find our locker key, and you know, figure out a way to get out of gym. Don't send me emails, I know. Gym's important. All right, so we've got phone calls first, email second, Facebook third. I guess, is there anything else? I guess you can always do snail mail. I actually used to get some snail. You have to send it to the local station, and they send it on to me, which I assume I get. I don't think anybody does snail mail hardly at all anymore. Okay, and in the meantime, we'll talk about things that we think are interesting. One of the evolutions of the program is the day in history, just because I'm convinced that there really are tides, there are trends, there are patterns, and sometimes they're historical. I mean, there have been days where there was revolution over a period of several centuries. And for me, that's absolutely fascinating. So, and it is my program, so I'm allowed, I suppose, if I find it fascinating, I assume that you'll find it at least interesting. And telling you that today is a National Trail Mix Day probably doesn't in any way fit into any of the things I just said, but nevertheless. Today, speaking of exploration, Lewis and Clark in 1803 started their expedition to the west by leaving Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is my favorite part of the story. At 11 o'clock in the morning. Those are my kind of explorers. What is this getting up at the break of day? What is that about? Sleep in, have a good breakfast, read the newspaper, call your mom, you know, check, get some lunch stuff organized. Then you kind of... 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Good night's sleep. Because when I have to get up early, I'm sort of, I wake up every day saying, is it time yet? Time? So, my kind of guys. Another one of my kind of guys in 1897. I mean, for me, look, can you believe that Lewis and Clark and Thomas Edison were essentially 94 years apart? Can you believe that? Doesn't seem extraordinary. I mean, they seem, Lewis and Clark with the coonskin caps and, you know, and the canoes and the hides and Thomas Edison, you know, light bulbs and kinetoscope, which is the first movie projector, only less than 100 years apart. Don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
When you think of it like that?
Yeah,
I mean, think about the changes in this country in that 100 years. Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Right, that, things like that absolutely fascinate me. And a mere 20 years after that, or 20 couple years, 23, the first radio news program was broadcast by 8MK in Detroit, Motown. CKLW. Who is it that I met over the weekend who listens to me on CKLW and has for a long time? Bless their little heart. In 1936, Radio Prague, now the official international broadcasting station of the Czech Republic, goes on the air. I know a bunch of people. Prague has become kind of the new Paris in some ways. Everybody's going to Prague these days. I mean, it's a gorgeous city. It's kind of gloomy. I love Paris, but I speak a little enough French to get myself in serious trouble, so I've always liked France. And a lot of people think France, or that Paris is kind of a female city. I don't know, that like Munich is a male city, but Paris is a female city. I'm not sure that that's... You know, I can see why they would think that. In 1943, the USS Harmon was the first U.S. Navy ship to be named after a black person, and it was commissioned. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
See, there you go. All right, let's see. It was a Buckley-class destroyer, Escort. It was named after mess attendant Leonard Roy Harmon, who was posthumously awarded the Navy Cross for his actions on the USS San Francisco during the Battle of Guadalcanal. It was the first warship to be named after an African-American. It was sponsored by Mrs. Naonida Harmon Carroll, mother of mess attendant Harmon, and commissioned August 31st, today, in 1943. He was a mess attendant. I mean, presumably that's like a waiter, right?
I think so.
It's amazing. I didn't know that. Let's see if it says anything about him, why they named him that, or why he got the posthumous award. Doesn't say. Apparently, it doesn't say what he did that got him the award. Let's see if I Google him, what happens. Let's see. He was born in 1917. He died in 1942, which would make him 35 years old. Doesn't say why he got the Navy Cross.
He'd be 25. He was born in 17.
You're right. Right. He was 25 years old. That, my math is a little bit. All right. He was 22 years old when he enlisted in the Navy. He trained as a mess attendant, one of the few jobs available to black men in the Navy at the time. Yeah, the Navy was notorious for being all white. The basic job description consisted of serving food to officers and crew. He was also trained in damage control and had stations to report to during general quarters. He was aboard the USS San Francisco when he was killed. He was assigned to assist pharmacist mate Leonard Bonsteel in caring for the wounded. While doing so, he deliberately interposed himself between Bonsteel and enemy gunfire in order to protect his shipmate. Two ships were named in his honor. The HMS Aylmer was provisionally named USS Harmon, but was transferred to the Royal Navy prior to completion. And so then he got another named after him. Extraordinary heroism, devotion to duty. He rendered invaluable assistance in caring for the wounded and assisting them to a dressing station. He deliberately exposed himself to hostile gunfire to protect a shipmate. Was killed in action. Gallantly gave his life for his country. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, how about if we start off our week with an email?
Let's do it. This email is from Laura, and Laura says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I was listening to one of your podcasts in July, and I kept meaning to write in. You spoke to a lady who was going to divorce her husband. She kept focusing on the fact that she wanted to keep the house. That was the most important thing to her. I too went through a divorce last year, and it got very ugly. I too was very much focused on keeping our house of 21 years. I loved that house. My ex found out that because he hadn't worked for 3 years, that he couldn't get a mortgage, or even lease an apartment. He was originally suing me for half my retirement, his half of the house and alimony. He had nothing, and Michigan is a 50-50 state. Unfortunately, I was going to have to give him something. I finally asked him what it would take to reach a settlement. He asked for the paid off house and some of my retirement. So I gave him my half of the paid off house, a small bit of my retirement, and I walked away. I purchased a new home shortly after the divorce was final. I love my new house and realized now that walking away from the old house was the best thing I could have done for myself. Instead of being haunted by the bad memories in that old house, I'm making new memories in my new one. I associate my new house only with positive memories and peace. Just thought I would add my 2 cents worth. Thanks for all you do. You are the best.
Well, thank you. I agree. I mean, we can get so focused on something that we lose our perspective almost by definition, right? And whether it's a dog or a house or a painting, and what we need to do is exactly what you did. I think that's exactly, rather than offering something, just say, what would it take? And understand that that Buddhism in particular sort of tries to teach non-attachment. And at first glance you think, well, you know, what does that mean? I want to be attached. I want to be attached to people. I want to be attached to ideas. I want to be attached to things. But the idea being that attachment creates all sorts of, once you feel attached to something, then you want to keep it. You want to hold on to it. And think about if we could, instead of feeling attached to our children or attached to our relationships, we thought of ourselves as involved with them. So we're allowed to evolve as well as be involved. That attachment implies sort of a stasis, right? That it's unmoving and it's glommed onto and that it doesn't really allow much room for movement. And what you want in this life is room for movement, right? You want, because people grow and change and circumstances alter things. And so what we really want in theory is to be able to make good choices, to change our mind, to change directions, right? To sort of be able to move as opposed to being stuck on something. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, it is, and you could say, well, you know, I'm just messing with words, but words are the best we have to describe what's really going on, you know, in our head, what our emotions are, how we think about things. So good for you, and thank you for sharing that. I mean, I always appreciate it when you guys will sort of say, yeah, I know you're talking from a psychological point of view, but here's what happens in life, and this is what happens, and I tried this, and it didn't work, or I tried this, and it did work, and I, you know, am incredibly appreciative for that. Even when you disagree with me, that you're involved with the program and involved with me, and so, yeah. I mean, and all of us have had that. You know, all of us have had that sense that, okay, this is crucial, this is the deal breaker. But what you may want to do is take a deep breath and say, what's the deal? How much am I willing to what is it willing to cost me? All right, so and that's what you really have to decide in this particular case. I mean, think about having a brand new place. I've gotten, apparently, I guess this is the time of year where people move because school starts. So I've gotten like 3 emails from people who are, you know, who are not through the program, but through, actually have a life separate from the program occasionally. I know, hard to believe. And who said that moving sucks. And I keep saying, yeah, but just think of it as purging. I know. I moved like 3 times in 4 years or something. And I tend not to do that very often. It is stressful. Supposedly that's one of the top stresses in life. All right, 855-993-756. And I have to tell you sort of a funny story. I have one of my best friends was living here and moved to Florida. I was supposed to come up for the weekend and was really looking forward to spending some time. And he sent me an email about midweek that said, Erica, there's a hurricane. And, you know, I may not be able to come because the flights will be canceled and I'll get stuck. And And then I said, well, you know, let's wait and see. Sometimes these things sort of literally blow over. And so he sent me an email. Then he sent me an email that showed from his boss that said, you have to be here. Everybody has to be here because he works in the hotel industry. And so if there was going to be a hurricane and people are going to get stuck there, it was going to be important for him to be there and helping guests and whatever. So he wasn't coming. So on, I think, Saturday, he sent me a text with a picture that said Hurricane Erica. And what it was is this green grassy place and a wrought iron patio furniture with a table and three chairs, and one of the chairs was knocked over, and it said, Hurricane Erica, we will rebuild. I don't know, I thought that was funny. I mean, the idea of my basic theory of life is whenever they tell you it's going to be a disaster, it usually is not. I remember I had tape on my windows because it was going to be this huge storm, and nothing ever happened. It's only when they say, then you sort of think, oh, I don't know. So, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind, you'd like to chat with me about it, 855-993-7569. All right, I thought what we would talk about, my favorite story of last week, which turned out not to be a great story. It was great for a while. I thought it was a great story, was the McWhopper that they had. First of all, I thought it was brilliant PR, that the head of Burger King took out an ad, full-page ad, in New York Times and Chicago Tribune and challenged McDonald's. Now, you have to remember, I think Burger King sells about, what, for every eight Mickey D's burgers, they sell like one or something. I think it's significantly bigger. So it was a brilliant PR move that said, okay, in the interest of Give Peace a Chance Day, which is not its name, I think it's One Peace Day or something like that, let's put together a McWhopper. You know, we'll put sesame seed buns and two patties, and we'll flame broil them, and we'll have it your way, and we'll take all the proceeds, we'll just have it in pop-up locations in a couple of cities, and we'll donate all the proceeds to essentially Give Peace a Chance. I mean, what's bad about that, right? Well, McDonald's said, the guy from the CEO said, you could have called. Reminds me of a friend of mine whose boyfriend asked her to marry him in front of a huge group of people, and she was not amused. She felt she didn't have much choice. But McDonald's, at least for the time being, is saying, no way, Jose, McJose. So, or I guess it would be Jose Burger. All right, so we'll talk about mashups when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about mashups. I love the term. I thought it was really brilliant, even though, I mean, to a certain extent, it was as smart a PR move as anything else, because it got Burger King a huge amount of publicity, and McDonald's looks like kind of a thug in all this. Of, you know, they could have said, oh well, you know, we'd love to help our little brother out on marketing. I mean, they could have done any one of a number of things that made the point of, okay, we get it. But they swallowed the bait. They really, look, it's not fun to be Goliath, right? Because there's always some little nutty David with his dumb little slingshot sort of taking out after you. But, I mean, Goliath with a sense of humor is going to get a lot more crowd support than Goliath who just goes around going, "Humph, I'm too big for this." Right? And all they had to say was, "Oh, you guys have such a great sense of humor. Of course, anything we can do to help out, you know, one of the little people, we love them. That's all they had to do. Or it must be fun to be king or something. You know, you can hang out under our arches whenever you're having a bad day. I mean, it's anything. Somebody advised them completely wrong. Either that or they weren't getting any advice at all. All right, so I asked Manny if he could think of any mashups. This is a mashup that apparently occurred, but I have never found it. So maybe you guys can help me. All right, I have to tell you a quick story. As many of you know, the last couple of weeks, and I absolutely am willing to attribute to the full moon, even though it had been going on for a little bit beforehand, that I got hacked, and hacked in some pretty, you know, malicious and icky ways. And in addition, that I pay my bills online, and that had gone screwy, so that a whole lot of money that was supposed to go for common area charges somehow went to the tax department. Try to get money back from the tax department, good luck, not to mention mounting fees. And so it was just the last couple of weeks have been, and I wouldn't like to worry about anything but money. I think, you know, that I am not a fan of poverty, but to worry about money is kind of icky, a waste of time. It's kind of boring, all right? And this has just been a distraction that nobody needs, at least of all me. All right, so. But I wasn't really feeling sorry for myself as much as just kind of realizing you just kind of have to knuckle down and take care of it. So I come back to the house on, I guess, on Thursday, and the movie companies had sent me some DVDs, and I had some mail, and I had this big envelope, and it has this beautiful handwriting on it. And I open it up, and it's been hand-delivered. And I open it up, and there is a box of about, I don't know, maybe 4x3 or something, all in gift wrap paper, and a card inside that says, "It's not the day after land, it's not your birthday, it's just because," and signed with a person's name and a street address. And I didn't, and fantastic hand-dipped dark chocolate. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what do I do now? So my sister happened to call, and I said, you know, I don't know that I know who this person is, you know, and she said, "You can't call them. You can't do anything." I said, "Well, I had their phone number. They left a phone number and an address, so I could just send." So I tried to text them. It turns out it was a landline. She said, "I'll take care of it." So she calls me over the weekend and says, you know these people in common. You've met each other at this particular place, and he seems really nice or whatever." So I actually called him and said thanks. And he said, "Well, I didn't really expect to hear from you. I just wanted you to know that, you know, that I listened to you and you were having a tough day." And I said, "Well, how did you find out where I lived?" He said, "Well, I'm a really good detective." And I said, "Well, hopefully it was really hard, because most people don't, you know, even people I know." At any rate, so the idea being chocolate. So one of the mashups that I've been desperately looking for, so you guys can tell me if you know about it, because I just read it, I think I saw it in a magazine or something, which is Philadelphia cream cheese and dark chocolate. And apparently it's not two companies, or maybe it is, but supposedly they have this product. And I read it about it maybe 6 months ago. I've been looking for it ever since. I have never seen it. But isn't that the world's best idea? I mean, think about putting that like on toast. Doesn't that sound delish?
Yeah.
So, it supposedly exists. I have never seen it. But I continue to look and believe in it. Honestly, I didn't dream it. All right, so let's hear what other people came up. But I thought that was a pretty cool idea. Because, I mean, cream cheese is pretty good. It's got half the calories of butter. And I guess half the fat or something. And with dark chocolate, uh-huh. All right, there we go.
We will start with Frankie. And Frankie says they should all go out of business. Their food is poison.
Well, you know, we did that story about, what, a month ago that said that fast food isn't any worse for you than restaurant food? Which I find a little hard to believe, to be quite honest. And I suppose it depends what you eat at a fast food place and yada yada, but I hear. So you're wishing a pox upon their house. Got it. Up on their arches and their castle.
Bruce says pizza and sherbet. Why? Because I like the combination of flavors, not together.
Pizza and sherbet?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
He says, because I like the combination of flavors, not together, but sherbet following pizza.
Okay, but those aren't really mashups until you get to your stomach. I mean, because, look, one is hot, although you may be like me, which is cold pizza is the world's best thing in the universe. I mean, because all the flavors kind of, especially with tomatoes, they all sort of mix into the next day, they're even better.
But I'll tell you, here, I will pass this along for you, Mr. Pizza Sherbet guy. When you have strawberries, I have two ways for doing strawberries. One is that you put them in the freezer, and if you defrost them after they're hard frozen, even the chocolate covered ones, if you defrost them for about 5 minutes, because if you try it before, then you're going to break a tooth. But if you defrost them for about 5 minutes, just one individually, it tastes like the best strawberry sorbet you've ever had. It's really delicious. The other thing you can now do with all those, that fruit that, you know, has gone just a little more ripe than you really love, is one of my new sponsors, which is Propure, that they have this really cool thing, which I've only seen at spas and really fancy hotels, which is they have a little cylinder that you can put either fruit or vegetables, like you can put strawberries or blueberries or mint or cucumber in, so it's flavored water. So there. Okay, here we go.
We'll continue on with Dana, and Dana says, McDonald's and Wendy's, Chicken McChili.
Not a bad idea. I kind of like that one.
Dana also goes on to say, Panda Express and Pizza Hut, pizza egg rolls. Okay, I've got work to do, as she says.
Yeah, no, those, I like sort of both those ideas. And they do make pizza egg rolls, I think I've seen someplace.
There you go. Robert says, how about Taco Bell and Brugger's bagels? A taco bagel.
Well, they make bagel chips. I wonder how close those are. I mean, you guys are coming up with some great stuff.
And then,
they may make you throw up, but I mean, they're really interesting at least. All right, great throw up stuff. What can I tell you?
And then one more from Kim here, and Kim says Subbies. I think that's a combination of Subway and Applebee's. She didn't really elaborate, but I'm guessing that's
right,
what it might be.
Subway. Well, Subway. I mean, is there anything fresh in I mean, I kind of like. If you're really looking for, I have one of my friends who loves Applebee's. The problem, and they have all these sort of great things that sound really delicious, except they're belly bombs to a certain extent. I mean, it's kind of downscale bar food. Is that a fair statement about Applebee's? It's fun, but they're huge portions.
Yeah.
And tourists, they're around here, they're really tourist hangouts. I don't know. I've only been, and they have great prices. I mean, you can really get indigestion for a very reasonable price. I don't think they're going to ask me to be their national spokesperson anytime soon. And you know, the other thing I really do like about Applebee's is, first of all, they have huge drinks. I mean, and I mean like Coke or water, whatever they bring. I mean, you could swim in them. And second of all, they put the calories on everything, which I really appreciate, because they'll have two things that sound like they'd be about the same, and one is like double the other, and they're both like Tex-Mex chicken-y kind of things, and one has got like 1,500 calories, and the other is like 500. And I think, oh, okay, I appreciate that. Hopefully they're not lying to me, but I trust them, sort of. So there we go. So Subway and Applebee's, I don't know. I mean, because Subway's really counts on all that fresh, you know, that all the fresh toppings.
Maybe,
all right, fair enough.
Maybe,
yeah.
What if, because you know, you go to Subway and you tell them everything that you want, you know, on your sandwich,
yeah.
and they basically put the sandwich together right in front of you. Maybe you do that with Applebee's, where you go to Applebee's and you just say, you know, you tell them exactly what you want, and they just kind of put it together in front of you. I don't know.
Well, but Burger King has it do it your way too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, folks. If you're going to tell me these kind of cool mashups, you have to give me as much information as possible so I can go, what? Really? All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's really interesting when we talk about mashups. Pizza is probably one of the... pizza and pasta, right? have the strangest combinations of things. The first time I tried... do you know what a Hawaiian pizza is, Manny?
Yeah, it's got the... it's got like the pineapple and...
Yeah, and ham.
And ham, yep.
Which is actually not terrible. I mean, it sounds really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think people would... And I guess that's really what pizza was to begin with, is you just... All the stuff that you had left over, you just dumped on, you know, like in a dumpling or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because almost every society has something that where you take all the leftovers and you dump it inside cornmeal or flour or rice paper or phyllo dough or something and eat it. And sometimes it's pretty delish. Sometimes it's a little weird. And I think that salads are the same. My mother was great at salads, that she would take, you know, all the stuff that was... My mother, as I said... I love her dearly. A cook she was not.
her version of a lot of spices were, we had four growing up: salt, pepper, onion salt, and garlic salt. That was it. Bingo. But from Mom, I learned about pomegranates. And, you know, at those times, pomegranates were a very unusual kind of thing. And we had pomegranates in salads all the time. So Mom was one of those kind of little idiosyncratic housewives. I mean, on the one hand, salt, pepper, and onion salt, thank you very much. But pomegranates, so there you go. But, you know, I'll try anything with anything. And one of the things that I've discovered is one of the plated.coms was peaches and tomatoes together, which you wouldn't think would be all that good together with a little balsamic vinegar, but they are. And they're, I don't know how they do it, but their peaches were completely beautifully ripe as opposed to mine, which by the time they've ripened, they've rotted. So I'm not good at peach. I love peaches, but all right, let's hear what things people would share.
Doug says, I'll share only when asked.
Sounds like a man and negotiated and under protest. Okay, Dougie, I got it. I'm not eating off your plate, I promise. I can feel the forked tines going into my palm at this moment.
He goes on to say, to be specific, I will share food at a restaurant only when asked.
I got it, Dougie. I got it. I got the hostility. It was coming right clear. You know, got it. I promise not to ask.
Amy says, I'm always trying to diet, so I'm pretty protective of my food. I get so annoyed when someone steals a bite. Other than that, I'm pretty open to sharing.
Well, see, when I'm on a diet, the idea of somebody eating off my plate is great because I hate wasting food. So if they eat it, it's not really wasted. So you and I, we do really well together because you can have all my stuff when I'm on a diet. All right, keep going.
Just a couple more here from one from Drew. And he says, I'll share with a date or a friend, but I draw the line when the waiter asks for a bite.
Does the waiter really? See, I'm always offering the waiter a bite, and they always look at me like I'm from another galaxy. I don't know if it was he being facetious or maybe I, you know.
Maybe it actually happened. Maybe a waiter actually asked.
Maybe
for
I was
a bite
waiting their table. Maybe it was me. No, I don't think so. I haven't waited tables. Actually, that's not true. I've been when I feed the homeless, I wait tables. Are you homeless? Never mind. You don't have to answer that. When I feed the homeless, I wait tables. I've been at a couple of events where they were short on wait staff, and I just help. I mean, it seems. Besides which, I am basically fairly shy at things like that. And so, if you're either bartending or serving, then you get to talk to everybody, and you don't get stuck with any place, and you don't have to talk about what goes on in the program. You just get to pass out food. So I, you know, so maybe it was me. I apologize. It was tacky on my part. Not beyond possibilities, but tacky nonetheless.
And then last one here from Diane. She says, I always share. It's a sort of bonding moment for me.
Yeah, see, I think we have a sexual dimorphism here that doesn't follow strictly sexual lines, but by and large that women are relatively good at sharing. And part of it is, I think, from being moms, and I think that's, although mine was well before that, although I was a big sister, so maybe that was part of it, is that moms, when you're sitting with a baby and you're trying to convince them to do something, you say, oh, yummy, and you take a bite. So maybe that's where it comes from. It does sound a little far-fetched, doesn't it? I don't know where mine came from. But guys, as I said, if they're dating, as I said, the guy who was perfectly willing to share when he thought it was some possibility that I would actually spend some time with him, and then when he figured out that we were only going to be friends, then he was, move away from my food. There you go. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. All right. So we have a nation of people who are not particularly sharing, or at least guys. All right. There we go. 855-993-7569. As I said, my finest moment of sharing, and I will go to my grave thinking this was not necessarily a bad thing. Fortunately, the people that I was trying to convince to share with me, and they did, didn't speak much English, so they were probably saying American gangster or something like that. You know, this woman has no manners. But it was at a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown. I think it was actually in Boston. I don't think it was here. I have the feeling that if it happened here, that the New Yorkers are just kind of a different breed than everybody else, and they will let you know what's okay and what's not okay very quickly. I was on the trains. And New York's a great city as far as I'm concerned. It has great public transportation, except on the weekends in the summer. And then it's just all bets are off. And it's confusing, and it's hot. And all these people were giving instructions, and they were wrong. And, you know, I don't know what you do in a situation like that of saying they're completely wrong if you pay attention to what you say you're going to end up in Brooklyn. Which, if you want to go to Brooklyn, is fine, but it sounds like you don't. And so I don't know quite what to do about that. But this was in Boston, which maybe people are slightly more restrained. And I was at a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown, and I was the only non-Chinese person. And somebody ordered something, and it looked really interesting. But first of all, I didn't know what it was called. So I think I said to, I may have said to the waiter, but I think I probably more likely said to the patron, "What is that?" And they told me. And I said, "Is it good?" And they said, "Would you like to try some?" And I said, "Yeah." So same thing happened in Israel. But Israel was a disaster because it turned out to be macaroons with chopped liver. Do not try this at home, folks. It was considered a delicacy of the house. First of all, if you don't eat meat, you're not going to eat liver. Organ meat, you know, if you're not going to eat meat, you're not going to eat organ meat. But the idea of somehow liver and sweet, so... So every once in a while, my willingness to try almost anything, I actually have had goat's eye, because in France when they were barbecuing, yeah, they're considered a delicacy. That's what people will tell me. But I am so gullible. Someone say, "Oh, you have to try this," and I say, "Oh, I don't think so, thanks." And they say, "No, it's a delicacy." Oh, okay, if it's a delicacy, I have to try it.
Goat's eye. Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. You don't want to know the other stuff I've tried.
I probably don't know.
You probably don't. 855-993-7567. Goat size sorbet. Maybe not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.